Well, we're very, very excited to have these gals on our show. We absolutely adore them here on the sunny coast. It is the Veronicas, and they've got some very, very exciting stuff to share with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. Our album Godzilla is out today.
Huge. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you. It's currently sitting at number one on the iTunes chart here in Australia, and it's not even 9 a.m. We're actually losing our minds.
That's so cool.
As it should be, let's be honest. I mean, there is no one at the moment in Australia, to my way of thinking, that is bringing more Australiana, more quality, more funk, more pizzazz, more spunk to the music industry than you guys. So we're very excited. And, of course, you're Brisbane girls, so it makes it all very much like it's home and family.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much. That means a lot to us. You know, we love releasing music. We love Australia. We've always just like felt so embraced here. And we feel so lucky.
Yeah. And do you know what? You guys have just been on Celebrity Apprentice too. And I love the fact that you guys, if you don't believe in something, you stand up for yourselves. We saw something the other day on Celebrity Apprentice, you guys just saying about the show being edited heavily just to make you guys out to look like the people that you actually aren't. What are you going to say to that? Because that must be pretty hard. You go in there thinking that the show is going to turn out one way and then it comes out another.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, we know what reality shows are about. We know that drama sells. It's about ratings, all of that. And we're here for that. What we were just disappointed about is that we were brought on the show specifically for charity, for the heart of why we were there, which is our personal story to do with our mama. And, you know, we were saying if they wanted the Veronicas, you know, reality show like we did with MTV, they should have outlined that. But, you know, we took time away from our mom to be there. And, you know, we worked hard. We had a lot of strategy going in. We wanted to win this for the Brain Foundation. And that is our charity. And so we were just disappointed to see that they've gone with the drama edit instead of so much heart that was there, you know, amongst the teams, amongst the people. You know, there was so much love on set. People were passionate. People were bonding. And, you know, we're all here for drama, but the heart of something is also just as effective for something like this. We felt that that was really important. We needed to say that we were brought on board for the heart of what we were doing. And that is not, unfortunately, the result of the edit. We're disappointed by that.
Yeah,
we felt tricked.
Guys, I've got a 15-year-old daughter called Poppy, and we were talking about you guys the other day, and we were talking about this very thing about how, because she'd heard us talking about you saying how it was unfair, et cetera, et cetera, and that we'd spoken to you guys in the past, and it couldn't be further from the truth. And I hate it when these things make people out to be villains. And she goes, "Dad, to your own self be true. The girls are doing their thing. They will shine through." And she said, "They shine through in their music, they shine through in their character, and they shine through in their personalities." And I just wanted you to know, like, directly, because I know you get it all the time. There's lots of conversations get happening and media people backwards and forwards. But here's a 15-year-old Sunshine Coast girl who you speak to the heart of, and she is inspired by what you guys do and what you represent and stand for. The way you stand up for yourselves is truly something that needs to be embraced by this country. And I think, and I'm going to make this a women's issue as well, because a lot of people say, no, it happens for everyone. There's been a lot of press lately around domestic violence and all these sorts of issues that are big issues, and you guys are such great ambassadors for Australians and women. And so from a dad of a 15-year-old daughter, thank you.
Bless your soul. I cannot tell you what that means to us. Truly, thank you for that. We're going to get emotional right now because that is how we were raised. We were raised by our mummy to speak up. And, you know, it can be misconstrued as drama. Yes, absolutely. You know, us speaking out, we understand that it gets exhausting to see those headlines.
Yeah.
We want to tell the stories. But the thing is you, if you do not fight for your integrity, And when you live it every day, you know, no one else is going to advocate for that. And nobody should be in a position where they get to dictate for you who you are. If for entertainment, that's, we understand. But there is an obligation for media to also uphold empowering women in particular, and anybody in a position where they are, you know, made out or silenced for speaking up, that needs to stop. And, you know,
so cool. Exists.
You've got two very different things happening at the moment, haven't you? I mean, Godzilla releases today, which we're excited, which you've kind of dubbed as being referencing your public alter egos, which is, you know, funky and fun. But then on the 25th of June, you've got Human getting released as well, which you describe as sort of exposing your vulnerable songwriter side. Now, how do you have such a juxtaposition? Like, like that in two ideas to come out in such a short period of time?
We had so much music and we were trying to put together one album, and we were sitting there going, you know, we're old school. We write 100 songs. We pick our favorite 14. That's how we've always created our first three albums. Right. So that's what we were doing with this album and why it takes us a little bit longer. But that being said, we looked at this body of music and we said, there's two albums here and there's actually two very specific themes. And so we were like, listen, let's just do two albums. Sony were like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Good luck with the album.
Woo!
Thank you so much, Angels.